Boston University women's basketball drops a 69-59 Patriot League road contest to Army West Point. We're now joined by the head coach of the Terriers, Melissa Graves. Coach, overall summary of how you felt your team performed today.
I was really happy with the second half effort, especially the fourth quarter. I thought we got like midway into the third quarter and we really turned it around. We kind of woke up and we started playing the way we know we could play. It was kind of the tale of two halves, I thought, today. But I was happy with how we finished, not necessarily obviously how we started the game.
What specifically with your team did you see in the second half that wasn't there in the first half?
Just an effort piece. I told him we looked like, I said, two different teams. The effort piece defensively, to be aggressive in our 12, in the half court, to make plays, to take care of the basketball. We only had 5 turnovers in the second half. We really took care of the ball well. We attacked the basket offensively. We were aggressive. We were crashing the glass. So, like, just making plays and just playing hard and the effort.
What are the biggest things that you want your team to take into account into getting off to better starts during the game?
I think just understanding, like, how competitive the league is, that everyone's going to come ready to play. I thought Army played really well. They shot the ball phenomenally in the first 3 quarters. And just knowing, like, everyone's going to bring their A game. Everyone wants to win the conference, and it's very competitive. So, especially on the road, you know, when we're playing on the road, you know, those wins are going to be tough too. But I think we have to stop talking about that piece and actually, you know, put that thought into action.
A lot of the defensive approach from your opponents throughout the past 2 games has been looking to lock down the post. How do you want your offense to respond?
You know, I truly believe in our post players, all 3 of them, Allison, Annetta, and Channing, as our 5s, and I think that they have the ability to dominate in this conference, especially with the size that we bring to the table. I thought Channing was phenomenal in the second half, and it was because she's, you know, came in and she started to post hard and work for her position and do her work early, and these are things we're working on the post with, and I'm confident that they're going to turn it around too, and again, just play harder in those moments and work for their position.
Anything that you would like to see from your team schematically, specifically when it comes to both transition offense and defense?
You know, just one is talking, you know, over communicating to each other. We, and I told them this in the locker room, we love each other off the floor, absolutely love each other, and they're constantly talking and hanging out, and that needs to translate more onto the floor. I really want to see that piece of how we bond translate to the floor more, and how we talk to each other and how we work together as a cohesive unit defensively. Those are things we're going to continue to stress and work on in practice. We just have to get better and continue to get better in those areas. And then offensively, I thought we had a slow start. We weren't moving the basketball, shifting it. We were kind of standing, watching people go one-on-one. And the second half, I thought we were more aggressive in attacking the rim. We had better movement on penetration, cutting off the ball. We were able to get the ball inside and score that way. So I thought how we played all together offensively and defensively in the second half is what I would love to replicate moving forward from the jump.